got a wonderful guest this morning from the Sustainable Whanau Challenge, which is going to form part of, I believe, both Echo Fest and Echo West. But let's talk to Karen Summerhayes and find out about that. Good morning, Karen. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Rick.
Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
My pleasure.
So, tell me, the Sustainable Whanau Challenge, what's it all about?
Okay. I'm actually a council employee, so I'm from Auckland Council, and we have a mission to get all New Zealanders, well, Aucklanders anyway, living more sustainably. So one of the things that we chose to support this year was an initiative that came from Tony Vantona, who's running the Eco North Fest, and she came up with a great idea about challenging people to take on some more sustainable work, and that's what's been happening. So she came up with this great concept about having a competition, getting people to practice some sustainable challenges that they choose, and for 21 days. And for that, they will, if they report them in, they'll get a prize. Well, they won't get a prize. They'll be in the draw for a prize.
Okay, so yes. There's a prize giving at the end.
Yes.
Now, you said they have to participate and they get to choose activities. How many activities are there?
As many activities as you'd like. We've got a suggestion on the website. When you go into the sign-up form, there's a big list of challenges you can choose from. So you choose four, and you can even make up your own if... Like I went on and tried to choose four, but I actually realised I was being quite sustainable myself. So I made up a few that weren't on the list. So there's a little box at the bottom that says other, and you can fill in your own sustainable challenge.
Right. And do those have to be approved to go into the draw, or do you just get on with it?
No, you just get on with it. I guess people do have to be conscious about what they are doing to make sure that it is improving their sustainability, but... any small thing. One of the things that I made up the other day, for instance, for someone was to use one hand towel instead of two paper towels when you're wiping your hands in a public toilet. So, that's a small challenge, but it's, if everybody did it, we'd cut down the amount of paper towels being used.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that.
Oh, you can. It takes just a little bit longer, but you can actually do it.
It's true, you can.
Depends how big your hands are, of course.
That's true, and I suppose I excuse myself because I'm a big bloke. But at any rate, so what are the standard 10 options?
The standard 10 are the joining your Homestar. So homestar.org.nz, you can rate your home there to see how sustainable your home is.
So you can rate it yourself?
Yeah, you can rate it yourself. And that also applies for people who are renting. So they can do that, and then they've got some information to be able to provide their landlords with to hopefully make some changes. You can turn off the lights and unnecessary appliances when they're not in use. You can go car-free for a couple of days a week, 2 days a week.
Okay.
Then you can get smart with your water, and that's things like washing your clothes in cold water and then hanging them outside to dry. I think a lot of people do the convenience thing of throwing it in the dryer.
Absolutely.
But actually, with the sun, it's a really good idea to get them out in the open.
Right. I think most Kiwis do wash in cold, but
yes.
How many still use the clothesline?
Well, I wonder about that. And especially drying clothes inside, even on the, especially in the winter, when you dry clothes inside, it builds up the moisture in the air and it can create mold and damp environments. So, so this is a really good idea to be able to dry them outside and not bring all that moisture back into the house.
Right. Yeah, I have a habit of putting them outside, and even if they're not dry, when it's convenient, bring them in and finish them in the dryer.
Right.
As opposed to run the whole cycle through the dryer.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, it's a convenience thing.
Yeah, it is.
Sometimes you can't leave your laundry out because you've got chores or you've got to go someplace, et cetera, et cetera. But quite often I'll get two-thirds outside and then be very upset that I lose that fresh air smell by putting it in the dryer. So what's next? Spend no more than 4 minutes in the shower.
Yes. Yes, and then a little bit of controversy there. We advertise that you should feel free to wee. So imagine if 1.5 million people did that, then they would, we'd say 1.5 million flushes every morning or every day.
Wow. Okay, well, let me play devil's advocate.
Okay.
Doesn't my grey water go into the storm system as opposed to the sewage system?
No.
Okay.
All your grey water goes into the sewage system, so not into the storm water.
So it doesn't matter,
except if you have a grey water system in your house,
right?
Which most probably would have some general rules about that anyway.
Sure.
But, you know, I think it's one of those bit more controversial things that the challenge came up with.
It is. Let me throw the cat amongst the pigeons, and this is probably an old wives' tale, but
yes.
I believe it, and that is that also cures athlete's foot.
Oh, does it?
Yes.
Well, I've never tried it for athlete's foot, but good on you, Rick.
And so I'll just throw that weird old wives' tale that, well, it's worked for me in the past. That's all I'll say, and we'll move on because it's not scientific at all.
No.
But people feel awkward about it. Try it.
So there we get to reducing our waste. You know, this is a big part of sustainability. Things like taking your own shopping bags, that's pretty well canvassed, but you still see it. And your own coffee cups and takeaway containers. I've been slowly educating my favourite takeaway places about taking my own containers. At first, some of them can be quite suspicious that you're wanting more than what they want, that they give you in your serving.
Right, it's not the same size as what we're serving.
It's not the same size, yeah. So they get a bit confused, and I say to them, oh no, just put in the scoops that you'd normally put in, you know. And then there's a few, and there's something, things that I'm a bit hot on myself personally, is the styrofoam, like burger packaging and things like that. So I just simply ask them not to put that in my burgers, and that, just put a burger in a paper bag, it'll be fine, thanks. And they're happy to do that, as long as, you know, you say that. And if enough people say that, they might, you know, tweak and get back to the old paper bag.
Plus they wrap everything and then they want to put it in a plastic bag for you.
Oh yes, isn't that lovely? Yes. The other week when I was, before Christmas, I went Christmas shopping and I refused 19 bags of various sorts, some plastic, some corporate bags, you know, the farmer's bags and things. And so that was just me in one day refusing 19 offers of packaging.
Wow.
And I...
Wow. Now, I'm a recent convert to the BYO coffee mug.
Yes.
A friend of mine was attending a Linux conference in January. This is just last month. And she stayed at my house. Well, the gift she bought for me was from the conference, and it was this gorgeous Pahutakawa designed, you know, reusable coffee mug. So I thought, oh, all right, it is the right thing to do. Under duress, thinking it was going to be a pain. And it wasn't. So now it travels with me. In fact, it's sitting in the cup holder of my car right now.
It's not a pain, is it? It's actually really easy. Once you get into the habit of it, and I just keep some bags in the boat, and I've got a couple of really neat, small nylon type bags made out of like parachute material, and they wrap up really small in your handbag, and quite often, you know, I'll whip them out and I'll have three or four in there, and they're just so easy. So that's the packaging. And the other thing, of course, is that, you know, really resist trying to put, you know, a couple of pieces of fruit or a kuma in a plastic bag and then sticking it in your supermarket. You know, they have their own wrapping, fruit predominantly. And they don't need a plastic bag. I take them to the counter loose and just put them all in my bag. And they cope with that.
Sure, I do. I mean, most of them, particularly the fruits you peel anyway,
yes,
they're in their own packaging.
They don't need another plastic, another wrapper.
Exactly.
So what else can we do to reduce our waste? We can repair and reuse. One of the challenges, repair and reuse a minimum of 4 things that you'd normally throw out. So that's over the 3 weeks. Find some things that have been looking at, you've been thinking that you might throw out in the throw out pile, and have a look and see what else you could use them for.
Right, I'm trying to think, of some examples of that.
The other day I made one of those. I had a broken terracotta pot,
right,
and so I used the pieces to make a little miniature garden out of it. So instead of it being a broken pot, now it's a really neat little garden with little steps with moss growing on it, and it looks just as nice.
Well, there you go.
It's a, Yep, there's plenty of things you can do. Just use your imagination or give them to the kids to do something with.
Ah, there you go. And let their imaginations run wild.
Yeah.
Okay. There's another one here in waste, regarding waste, about start composting food and garden waste and like Auckland's Compost Collective. Which,
yes.
Which I'd never heard of until this very minute.
Well, there you go. It's a new collective on Facebook called encouraging people to to utilise their green waste in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of handy tips on there and how to do things and who to ring to get advice and things like that. So that's the way to go with that one.
Okay, yeah, I had a guest on a few weeks ago. And because he's commercial, I won't necessarily pimp his product, but he does sell composting stuff.
Right.
And basically, one of the key messages that came across was how perfect Auckland's conditions are for composting.
Oh, right.
You almost cannot screw it up in Auckland because the mean temperature is 15°C, and that's perfect for composting in terms of not too hot, it's Goldilocks.
Oh, really? Oh, that's really good.
And he was saying we should all be composting simply because there practically isn't a better place in the world. The conditions can't be much better than this for composting.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good news.
In terms of no odor, no issue, none of the issues that can plague if you're in too hot or too cold an environment.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so I learned something new.
No
anyway.
Excuse now, then.
No excuse at all. Now I do compost, so and I've never had a problem with it.
Yes,
so.
I think it's quite hard when people are renting sometimes when you haven't got the infrastructure around to do your composting or you haven't got a place. I have a worm farm. This is one of those 3-tier round worm farms.
Ditto. Yeah.
And I live by myself, so that very well serves me. To take all my waste, but I don't put meat or citrus in it just because, evidently you can, but I just can't deal with it.
No meat, but citrus in small quantities is what
I've
learned.
Yeah.
It gives them indigestion or something, but if I put too much in, they don't like it.
Right.
If I just dribble it in,
yep.
It's fine.
Well, that's good. A friend of mine's been making an enzyme called garbage enzyme. And which is another challenge, you could do that. You just Google that, and it gives you the recipe on how to make enzymes out of your waste that you can then use as a cleaning product.
Really?
Yeah. It's a really fascinating concept, and she's just given me a first bottle of her brew, and so I'm going to be trying that out in the next couple of weeks to see how it works. You'd use it in place of that multi-spray things.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. So, well, see, there's a challenge that somebody could add.
Yes, absolutely.
Add to the thing. I'm going to learn how to do it. I'm going to build it, and I'm going to use it for a few weeks.
Yep, that's it. And the 3-week thing is evidently, I haven't actually seen the science or seen the research that backs it up, but I'm told on good advice that 21 days of practicing a behaviour can turn it into a habit.
Right.
So that's the idea about having a 3-week challenge.
Right.
So back to our list.
Yeah.
We're going to sort out your kitchen. And that's things like buying local or New Zealand produce and avoiding the plastic packaging, of course. So every time you buy local, you're saving on transportation costs and importation and all of the things like shipping costs and things like that. Plus, of course, you're building a stronger community. And
right. Lots of hidden things. Both environmentally and economically.
Yes, absolutely. So it's really good practice if you can, and also buy in season. I think our bodies are built for eating in season, and as the fruit comes on, it's the most economical thing to buy anyway. We'll be coming into feijoa season soon, and so my body craves feijoas until such time as they come, and then I don't think about them too much until the next season.
Right. Well, regardless of the benefits of a macrobiotic diet, it's just cheaper, too.
It is.
If it's in season, it's always cheaper.
That's true. That's very true.
And
of course, try and buy spray-free or organic if you can. We've got quite a big pesticide problem and herbicide problem in the world, and it would be really good to be able to support less use of those things.
Okay, and I see number 8 in the list, a potentially controversial one, although not for me, is eat meat-free dinners 2 nights a week.
Yes. Now, that's actually, I think that's a really great one, and that the impact that of meat farming on the world is quite substantial, especially for climate change. So it's just one of those things. If everybody did it twice a week, we would have probably less impact. I don't know if the beef and dairy farmers will be very pleased with this one, but I'm sure they'll get their fair share on the other 5 days of the week.
Well, you might be able to afford those more expensive cuts if you if you focus your meat budget into the stuff you really like, rather than insisting on having a meat and 3 veg on the plate every meal.
Yeah, and it's just about being a little bit adventurous and trying a few things.
Exactly, because if you break that meat and 3 veg mentality, there's a whole world of cuisine that will open up to you.
Correct. And it'll be good for your bowel as well.
Oh, I guess, yes. But you can just go experiment and cook some crazy stuff, have a failure or two, and laugh about it, and move on.
That's right.
Okay. Now, something I suppose I've done partially is use baking soda and vinegar for household cleaning.
Yes. Fantastic. I don't think I've bought a powder scourer for years. I've always used baking soda. And you just put it on your cloth and use it like you would any other scourer. And it's fabulous.
Right, so a Jif equivalent to use a brand
equivalent,
to use a brand name, but instead
didn't
of
want to use a brand name.
But instead of squirting it onto your sponge or whatever, you just pour the baking soda straight on it?
Yeah, or you just I just usually dab it on the top of the baking. I have it in a jar, or just sprinkle it on my cloth.
Yep.
Damp cloth, and off you go, and you'll never go back.
Okay, because I'm very familiar with using vinegar for cleaning windows. In fact, I do it all the time. I never buy window cleaner.
Yep. There's quite a lot of other things that you can use vinegar for too, and when you mix it with baking soda, you can do things like even oven cleaner.
Really?
Yep. So there's quite a lot of things that you can do, but again, it's just a Google away if you want to know how to utilize these things. And also, the Whānau Challenge is having a blog listing. So that's being provided by the Sustainable Living Centre at Eco Matters, and all that advice. And they will be able to they'll be putting tips up all the time in the blog and on the Facebook page. So the Sustainable Whānau Challenge has its own Facebook page, if you just search that.
Okay.
And then you can share your own things on that page as well, which is really great because everybody learns from everybody else.
Okay, I'm just going to take a slight divergence.
Okay.
Because you mentioned that originally this was put together by, I'm assuming, the Kaipātiki Project up north.
That's right.
As part of Echo Fest.
Yes.
Which kicks off very shortly.
Correct. On March 14th.
Actually, that's the big date, but I think there's a whole bunch of activities starting right now in mid-February, and it leads up to that big date on March 14th.
I think the EcoFest run from March 14th
through
April
something.
12th.
Okay, maybe I've got my dates around backwards.
Yeah, and so okay. The big day, big launch day. So at the moment, we're just building up. You've got to register for the Sustainable Whānau Challenge before March 15th.
Okay, well, obviously that is the kickoff date. But anyway, my point was then you mentioned Eco Matters
and
the Sustainable Living Centre. Now, they're doing Echo West, which runs in parallel with Echo Fest in the north.
That's right.
And there is some crossover.
Yep, they do. They support each other. And
that's right.
The idea is to try and capture a little bit of flavour from the north and a little bit of flavour from the west. Try not to homogenise our city too much.
That's right.
And it's also about strengthening that local environmental sector. So the Eco Fest, and Eco West, they run for a month, and they send out an invitation to all their community groups and people who want to host things that teach, learn, create, and restore the natural environment and sustainability things.
Right.
And so the programs will be up online in the next couple of weeks, and you'll be able to find at least a few activities to go along to. And that could be one of your eco, your sustainable challenges to attend, you know, three or four
workshops or events
workshops
or whatever.
Something like that. So
sure.
That, you know, feel free to put that in as one of your list, on your list.
And so whatever's more convenient or has the particular workshop you want to do, head over to that one.
That's right.
All right.
Very much interchanged.
Okay, well, that's exciting. But that, I did want to clarify that because I knew that they were running in parallel. Is that all 10 of the...
That's 10, but like I said, there's lots and lots more. When you sign in to do the... There's another suggestion. There's quite a few different suggestions there. So things like installing a low-flow shower head, reuse your drink bottle, become an eco champion at work. You know, get your team recycling, composting, turning off the computers at night. things like if you're having a family function or a party at home or something like that, you could make it a zero waste party.
Sure.
So instead of having plastic plates and things like that, get everyone to bring a plate, a china plate. And so you can do some really inventive things like that, that once people do it once, they realize that it's not so hard to do.
Right, or you could use, if you really need to go disposable, you could go with the potato pack style utensils and plates because they're all compostable.
That's right.
And you can take them home, put them right into your compost bin, and that's avoiding the waste in the stream.
That's right.
Okay. Now, it says on your website over 8,000 worth of prizes to be won.
I know. Isn't that exciting?
It's actually pretty awesome.
It's really awesome. So they're split into two prizes, two major prizes. One of the first one's got a Smart Motion electric bike, a Redwood panel heater from the heating company, and Tank's Lot have donated a corrugated raised garden bed, Bokashi buckets, Sun Flare solar slow cooker from eBright Energy.
Cool.
Yeah, 100 vouchers for courses at EcoMatters, a Hungry Worm bin from the Kaipātiki Project. They've thrown that one in.
Yeah.
And then the other prize is, and that's a total value of around $3,700. And then the other prize is a Solar Heart Titan Water, Solar Water Heating Retrofit Kit.
Wow.
From Solar Group.
That's worth a few bob.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't include the installation, but I'm sure you could, you know, I'm not even sure what the cost of an installation is, but once you've got the actual kit, I'm sure that will inspire you to do the rest. A 900-watt fur ceiling heater from the heating company, another raised bed from Tanksalot, Bokashi bin, $100 voucher towards courses at the Kaipātiki Project, and that total value is around about $4,300. So I think the Kaipātiki Project and EcoMatters have done a really good job in going out and sourcing these prizes. And
right, and good on all those companies for pitching in.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. Now I definitely want to sign up because I looked at it and thought, oh, I'm doing most of those things. It wouldn't be fair if I picked four.
Yeah, so the idea is to pick four that you're not doing already so that it actually extends your sustainability, you know, footprint, I guess. So, try and pick the ones that you aren't already doing.
Yeah, I don't know if I could ever limit my showers to 4 minutes.
Yes, well, I do have the exception of, you know, when you have to shave your legs or wash your hair.
There you go.
So the other thing, too, is that we've got an Instagram, so it's hashtag FanoChallenge.
Right.
So those are some other bits and pieces you might need to know. There's a website, there's a Facebook page.
Right. Now, the website that I'm aware of is sustainablefanochallenge.com.
Correct.
So it's all one word.
Yep.
The Facebook is much the same. I suppose you would just...
Google Sustainable Whānau Challenge. I'll just, you know, put in, just search.
And, I suppose if you Google it, you're going to end up with all that. And, I've just Googled it, it's talking about EcoFest. It's talking about Kaipātiki Project. These are all good links. Good.
Yep.
EcoFest, EcoWest, and the Facebook Challenge. There we go.
Yep. So the challenge is that you do have to, once you've signed up, you'll fill out for 3 weeks, they'll email you a little survey form that you need to return. And once you've done the 3 weeks, you're in the draw. So you, and you can't do it by you can't do it for somebody else. You've got to do it for yourself. So,
okay. So those are the mechanics. You need to sign up by March 15th.
Yep.
Then you need to do the things you promised you were going to do.
Yes.
Filling out that survey and returning it.
Yes. So there's three questionnaires that will be submitted to you. So you'll come in your email box. You'll get three. Over the 3 weeks, you'll get three questionnaires that you have to fill out, all three.
And you can do that online? So there's nothing to mail in the post? You can.
I don't think so.
That's all right. We'll follow up on that. But I'm just trying to figure out the mechanics. And so once you've done the three surveys, you go into the draw.
Yes. And then there's the two prizes. And on the form, you can choose which prize you prefer to get.
In terms of the big ones,
yes,
and then the spot prices are fairly random.
Random, the spot prices, but we've had some really neat cooperation and donations from people for these spot prizes. Things like honey, beeswax infused material to wrap your sandwiches and cheese and bread and things up instead of Glad Wrap,
right?
From Bee Wrapped, and that's just one that came to mind.
No, I'd never heard of that. I'll have to Google that.
Yes, Bee Wrapped with WRAPT.
Right. Oh no, that's exciting. And I'm just trying to figure out. So when you say you have to choose between the two,
yes, you just on the form it just says which one would you prefer.
Okay, but what ones are we talking about?
Oh, the big prizes. There's between the two big prizes.
So between the electric bike and the solar hot watering kit?
Yeah. Those are packages of prizes.
Gotcha.
So when you get there, you'll see them there. They're all listed.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking at the cheat sheet, you see. I'm not looking at the main page. And, I see it now in terms of the main prize packs.
Yes. Yep.
Well, that's really exciting. So, how many weeks is that away till we kick off?
You've got to get registered by the 15th of March.
Yep.
That's the main thing, and then it runs for the 3 weeks. But the EcoFests themselves run for 4 weeks, so that last week we'll be announcing the winners and things like that. Getting very excited now. And we're having a good response already, so I'm hoping that this will bring around a whole lot more people getting involved and taking on the challenge.
Wonderful. So, as a final word, thank you so much. As a final word, it's sustainablefarnoutchallenge.com?
Yes.
Or just Google Sustainable Farnout Challenge?
Correct.
Well, Karen, thank you so much for coming on the show today and telling us about this. Now you've got me all fired up. I'm going to have to go sign up.
Yes, good on you, Rick.
Particularly now that I know that I can add a couple of challenging ones for me.
Yes, I think that's quite exciting, the fact that you can actually be a bit inventive and do your own thing.
Right, well, kia ora, Karen, have a lovely day, and we'll see you at EcoFest.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.